Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish Tes Zayin. We are on page 256. Siman Reish Tes Zayin is Dinei Birchas HaReach, the halachos of the bracha of smell. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Oser Lehonos Me Reach Tov Ad Shiavarech Kodem Shiariach. It is Oser for one to get pleasure from a good smell until he makes a bracha before he smells. Aval acharav ein tzarach levarach klum. But after the smell, there is no bracha achrona. So the Mechabi here says that before you smell something, you make a bracha rishona, but after you smell, you do not make a bracha achrona. Says the Mishaburah Sifkatan Aleph, Aser lehanos, ukemosha aser lehanos ba'achilu ushasiya ad shiyavarech. Just like it is aser to get hanah by eating or drinking before you make a bracha, so too it's aser to get hanah of smelling before you make a bracha. V'asmuchu b'shas akra. The Gemara relies this din on a pasuk. D'ksiv koha neshoma tahalol ka d'mashma. That pasuk is mashma sh'af ha'neshoma tahalol al hanah aser. That even the neshoma has to praise Hashem for its pleasure. And what is the thing that is a pleasure for the neshama alone? That is a smell. The smell is a pleasure of the neshama, and it's an asmachta from the pasuk of Kla neshama tahalal ka, to make a bracha before you smell. Sivkotan beis achivarech habracha hamuvueres lakamei besivbeis, to make the proper bracha that we'll discuss shortly in sivbeis. Sivkatan gimel kolam shiaria, before you smell, the ba'inan over las yasam, we need the bracha to be right before the smelling, ukmo ba'achila ushar mitzvah, just like we have by achila, and by any mitzvah, the bracha is always before the mitzvah, or before the achila. Here also the bracha is before the smell. Kasu ha'achronim da'achronim, right. Di'im shokach ve'iriach below bracha, a person smelled something, he forgot to make a bracha, v'nisker la'achar shegomar milahariach, and he only realized that he didn't make the bracha when he already finished smelling it. Hifsid birchaso, he lost out on the bracha. Ukamo ba'achilo la'achar shegomar milachol shehifsid birchaso arishona. Just like when it comes to achila, so long you're still eating it, you could still make the bracha rishona if you forgot. But once you finish the achila totally, you lost out on your bracha rishona. So too over here, if you realize that you didn't make the bracha on the smell and you're still able to smell it, you can make the bracha now. But once you finish smelling it, you can no longer make this bracha rishona. Hukamoshin is bar of the simik kusam zayin sivches. Sivkotan dalet, abala acharav, we said after you smell something, there is no bracha achrona. Delo tiknu bracha achrona rak ba'achila ushasiya velo bereya. Chazal ro'om misakin a bracha achrona by eating and drinking and not by smell. Why is that? Shahana mu'etasi. Because the hana that one gets from smell is much more limited than the hana that one gets from eating and drinking. So Chazal will not make masakin a bracha achrona. Now there is an interesting Sharat Zion over here who brings a different reason. In Os Gimel, the Sharat Zion says this reason that the Mishabura brought down, that it's not as great of a hana as achil and shia, that's from Rashi. V'yesh otan, there is another reason, shekvar nifsak ha'ano lagamri. Once you finish smelling something, the ha'ano is totally gone. V'domi leman dinisakel ha'mozom b'meyav di'ibed birchaso. Just like by achila, once the food is digested, you can't make a bracha anymore. Only while the ha'ano is still there, you can make the bracha. By smell, it's easy come, easy go. You smell it and you're done. It's like it was nisakel right away, and therefore, that's another reason why there is no bracha afterwards, because it's already ki'ilu, the hanah is gone. Now, if you look in note number 5, a very interesting note. Lefi tam zeh, according to this reason, shela'achar she'es akel batlo kfar tovaso, that once it's already digested, the tova is already gone, ve'ein aroi lebracha, it's not shat to a bracha anymore. So hiksha chazanish, hari omru b'gemara, shamon hoya nivlo be'evarim b'li ikul. The Gemara tells us in Yuma that the man that fell in the Midbar was absorbed in the limbs without being digested. And it's clear in the Gemara, they made a bracha achrona. If the man which was not digested, you made a bracha achrona on, so a smell, even though it's not digested, there should be a bracha achrona on it. According to this reason, that's brought down in the Sharat Zion. From here, the Chazon Ish proves The real reason why we don't make a bracha after smell is like Rashi says in the Mishabura brought down, Lefi she'enu chashev. Since it's not a chashev ahano, lo tiknu bo chachamim bracha. So the Chazanish is machria, like the reason of the Mishabura, which is Rashi, Nal Geshar Tzion, because it's a kasha from the mun. Continues the Mishabura, we're in Sivkaton Dalad, we're on page Kuf Chavtes, we are in the third line of that Mishabura. Kaswa Poskim, the Poskim write, Hayu lefan of shtei brachos. A person had in front of him two brachos. Achas shel tam. One was going to be a bracha on eating. He planned on eating one item. The achas shel reyach. And one was a bracha on smell. He was going to smell something else. So what goes first? No tel tchila hamin shel tam biyamino umavarech alav. He first takes the food that he's going to eat. He puts it in his right hand and he makes a bracha. Lefi shehi chashuva. Because that is the more chashev ahanosh in the chneses baguf. Because the eating, the food goes actually into the body. The acharkach notel shel reyach, then he'll put the thing he's going to smell in his right hand, umavarech alav, and he'll make the brach on the smell. Od nisbar baposkim. Didavka areyach tiknu chachamim bracha velo akol. Davka on smell, the chachamim made a bracha, but not on hearing a nice voice. Ratzaloma b'shomea kol no'im, you hear a beautiful voice, there is no bracha. She'en b'mamish. There's no mamoshes over there. Now, that's a little funny, because smell has no mamashas. What has mamashas? The thing that you're smelling. But the thing that you're, the voice is coming out of has mamashas also. And the Achronim go on and discuss the chilek, why the smell is more connected to the item that is, the smell is coming out of, and the voice is less connected to the person that the voice is coming out of. Ayin sham. V'chein lo tiknu bracha arachitza v'kadoma. Also, chazau namasak in a bracha on washing or similar things. Mishum de'ein nechnasim laguf. They also do not go into the body, and therefore there is no bracha on rachitza. Now, there is another interesting note I'd like to point out. That's note number one on the page between 256 and Kuf Chav Tes. Top left. In the supuk im biyachoto lahariach. A person is not sure if he's able to smell. These shilas came up a lot during COVID. He's not sure if he has smell. Or he doesn't know if this item smells. The Ben Ishchai writes, Sherashai lenasos lariach kodem abracha. You could do a test. Don't make a bracha. Smell. See if it smells. See if you have the sense of smell. And then afterwards you make the bracha and you smell it again. A person who does not have his sense of smell, and he's making avdala for others. So, can he be motzi others in the bracha of someone when he can't smell himself? That we'll see later on in Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin Sefei in Hilchos Shabbos. In the last point, in note number one, v'hameiriach bosem kidei likboa im meunyan liknoso. A person is smelling a spice because he wants to know if he likes the smell to buy this item. So Rav Scheinberg Paskin Sheinu Mavarech, since you're only smelling it to know if you should buy it, there is no bracha, mipnei shadom hadavar l'misha toim tashalu poto. It's like tasting a dish and spitting it out. What we learned earlier, you don't make a bracha on that. So if you're spitting it out, you don't make a bracha. Here also, you're just smelling it for the purpose of testing it, of tasting it, saying if you want to buy it, no bracha. Meidach, on the other hand, Das, Hagon of Yisrael, Yaakov Fisher, Shetzorach Levarich. If you're just testing it out to see if you want to buy it and you like the smell, you would make a bracha. Shari Lamaisa, Hariach Keragil. You're smelling it the regular way. There's no nafkamina in the smell, whether it's a taste, it's a test smell, or it's a real smell. Either way, you would have to make a bracha. I'd like to also point out the Bir Alocha on the last line of 256. So he said, it's usher to get hanof from a reyach tov. Ve'ein chiluk bein mi besomim tlushim. There's no difference if that which you are smelling are besomim that are detached. Ubein kishu adayin mechuber ba'aretz. Or the things you are smelling are still attached to the ground. Kigon shaholech basoda shegideilim bo osan aperos va'besomim hamirichim. For example, you're walking through a field, and growing in that field is the fruit or the spices that smell. Either way, there would be a bracha. Very interesting note over here as well. Note number six. Ulahariach b'shabbes ba'odam mechubarim. You're walking by a tree where there are beautiful smelling flowers. You want to go next to it and smell it on Shabbos. Is that allowed? So the Mechaber says in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Lamed Vov, Shedover She'eno Macha Mutter. If it's taka flower, something that's not edible, then you are allowed to smell it on Shabbos. We're not worried you're going to pluck it. Aval Prish Hu Ochel Aser. But a fruit that is edible, it's Aser. Kashema Yakutz Oso Lochel. We're worried if you smell it, it smells Geshmak, you might be drawn to pluck it in order to eat it. There are some who are machmir. The Ikir Halacha says that Yerabba is like the Mechaber, that smelling a flower that's attached to the ground would be mutter on Shabbos, but smelling a fruit that is attached to the tree or a vegetable that's attached to the ground would not be permissible on Shabbos, because they're worried you might pluck it in order to eat it. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Sebeis. We'll do part of Sebeis today and we'll finish the rest of it in Mitzvah Hashem in the next year. Says the Mechaber, Im zeh sheyotze mimenu hareach eitz o min eitz. If the item that is giving off the smell is a tree, a piece of wood, or a type of eitz, mevarech borei atzei besamim. Then the proper bracha is borei atzei besamim. Vim hu esev, if it is a grass, mevarech borei isvei besamim. Vim eino lo min eitz velo min esev, it's not a type of tree, it's not a type of grass, kemo ha-musk, like musk, which we'll see in the Mishru exactly what that is. So then, mevarech borei mine besamim. Then the bracha is the more general bracha of borei besamim. Vim hoya pri roi la'achila, and if it was a fruit that was fit for eating that you are smelling, mevarech hanosein rea tova perus. Then the proper bracha is hanosein rea tova perus. That's what we'll stop in the Mechaber. Let's see the Mishabura esekotan hey. Imze rotza levar ketsen mevarchet alav. Here the Mechaber is going to discuss with us what bracha you make. Valze ka'omar, and that he says imze v'chuli. Sivkotan vav omen eitz rotza lomar means to say afal gav de lav eitz gomer, who even though the thing you're smelling is not mamish like a piece of wood, derakach it is soft. Mikomakom still kavan de motzi olin me eitzo. Since there are leaves that are growing out from its wood, mevarich borei atzei besamim. The bracha on that would be atzei besamim. So if it's an eitz, it's atzei besamim. If it's an esev, it's isvei besamim. If it's neither of the two, like the musk, we said it's borei besamim. Says the Mishabura Sekadan Zayin ubilashon las pizem ubesamim ze ba min hachaya. This musk is a smelling item that comes from a wild animal. Lufikach mevarech alei borim nebesamim. It's not from an eitz, it's not from an esev, it's from an animal. So the bracha is borim mine besamim. Vida shemusk ze. This musk, yesh omrim shabam mizeyas chaya. Some say it comes from the sweat of a chaya. Vyesh omrim shabam midam shel chaya achas. And some say that it actually comes from the blood of a certain wild animal. Shemiskabes vitzavara. It gathers in the neck of the animal. Viacharkach misyabesh venasa bosam. So the blood gathers in the neck of the animal, and then it dries out and it turns into a spice. Ulefi svarazu, according to the second pshat, lefi svarazu achrona, that it really comes from the blood. Yesha rotsru laosro alkoponim loses bigdeira lahatim berechos atashil. There are those who want to ask, they're putting it into your food, into your dish, in order to make your dish smell geshmak, because it's blood. The dam aser ba'achila, blood is aser ba'achila. So if it's just the sweat, it will be okay, but if it's blood, they say it would be aser. However, v'harbe poskim matirim afil lases b'kadeira, many poskim say, it is still mutter to put into your dish, into your food. Da'az linan baser hashta. We go by what it is right now. Right now, it's not blood. V'hashta lav damu ela afra ba'alma. Shenosen re'ato. Right now, it's not dam. It came from dam. Right now, it's like dirt that gives off a good smell, and it's mutter. Look at the Yerabba that he leans to paskin like their words that it is mutter. He also leans to say like their words that you could be lenient. If you have 60 kenegdim in your dish, then you could be lenient on this, even lochatchila. We said the fourth category, if it's a fruit that's roi lachila, the bracha is hanosein rea tova peiro. Says the Mishabura, examples, ke'esrog v'tapuach, like an esrog or an apple, o pri adoma shemeriach reach tov, or some kind of vegetable that smells good. Even if it's not fit for eating as it is on its own, only through being mixed with other things, it still would require this bracha of Hanosan Rea Tobe Peros, Kemoshe Yizbar Besof Asif. Sifkot and Tess, we said in the Mechaber, the Girsa of the bracha is Hanosan Rea Tobe Peros. The Mishabura says, I am Bel Yerabi Shekos of the Mishasu Poskim Mashma. From the Gemara and the Poskim, it is Mashma Shetzarach Lomar, that the correct girsa to say in this bracha is Asher Nosan Rea Toba Peros, which is Beloshan Avar, it's past tense, not Hanose, not one who gives, but one who gave, and we'll see the Mechaber is going to use that Loshan later as well. I'd like to end the shiur with one interesting note over here at the beginning of note number 10. Ulagabe HaPeros Shebizmanenu. When it comes to our fruit nowadays, that in general the fruit nowadays don't have such strong smells like they used to. So horu agono shomazam erbach and agono v'yashiv shabofen shabara dover. In a scenario where it's very clear sheyesh behem reach maspik chazok, that there's enough of a strong smell. Kigon, for example, shayu aperos bekamus gedola b'makom sagur. You had a box of oranges that was sealed. Viato poseach asakisu shalhem. And now you're opening up the covering. Mevarchen al recham. And you know a big smell is going to come out of you. You smell the big smell that comes out. It's very strong. Then they say, even though our food in general nowadays don't smell as much, but if you have a scenario where there's a very strong smell coming out of the food, that's the example they chose. It's a sealed box and you open it up and the smell comes pouring out, then you absolutely can make a bracha on the smell of fruit nowadays. We will stop here and continue weiter with the rest of Sipes in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.